This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Me. Up quick. Every draft. It's like, okay, you have a first round pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless you're making some big move and trading up for somebody, you know you have a pick. And you know you're going to pick somebody. And you have a pretty good idea who it's going to be. I love looking in the draft room and seeing these people patting each other on the back, hugging, shaking hands like they just came up with a cure for cancer. It cracks me up.
Okay, the question.
All right, we just drafted a guard from Iowa. Oh, give me a hug. That's great.
What's better, though, that or watching, although they don't do it as much as they used to, when they have the camera on said pick that was supposed to go much higher.
Oh, and he's like.
And they're sweating bullets.
Was it Mark Spindler? Was that his name? He was years ago. He finally went to the Lions in the third round, and he was from Pitt. And they had a camera on this poor guy in some diner, and he just, it was just awful.
My favorite, though,
it was awful.
My favorite is the NBA draft, which is now going to 2 days, right? But I don't know if you remember this, because this happened. I remember this happening during the draft in New Jersey when Kyrie went number one. That what they would do is they would invite all the really, really high draft picks they all thought would go, at least in the first 15. They all got tables on the floor.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
And then the other guy's up in the balcony.
And the other guys are like,
he's got to work his way down.
And so that's like, Bobby Smith, come on down. You've been drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Dun-dun-dun. 7 minutes later.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. And they've got to, figure out how to get down the stairs
exactly.
And go through the tables. And you're like, oh, yeah. Hire Bob, yeah. Hire Drew.
Yeah, we'll touch on the draft, but it just cracks me up. We stayed at 9, and we got the wide receiver we've been talking about forever.
This
oh, my God.
Dream come That's true.
Great.
We said his name.
Cavs be atrocious tomorrow afternoon, or you're going to have issues. And I don't think they'll be atrocious. I think they have a good chance to win tomorrow. I still think the series goes 6.
According to your math, if they lose tomorrow, it becomes a best of 3.
Hi, Isaac.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. Thanks.
We're a little punchy today, Isaac.
I see. I'm coming down. My bid is that we teach JV how to do a rotation. If you look back at all of these games and all these games during the year, and bear with me for a minute here.
Oh.
For 30 seconds. I know you got other callers. I'm going to give you the lineup that gives them the most problems with this squad. This squad is just absolutely terrible, and it makes Darius look like a failure because of this squad. Niang, Okoro, LeVert, Mobley, and Garland. That's the worst squad you can put on the floor together at any time, mainly because of the shooting that's around him. You think Niang can get a shot off, but he can't. You think Mobley can do stuff in the middle that Jared Allen can do, but he can't. You would think LeVert can do some of the things that Donovan can do, but he can't because LeVert needs the ball in his hand for a prolonged period of time. But my thinking is that he needs to actually substitute out Okoro, but Strus needs to come off the bench. Okoro needs to start. Strus is giving you nothing starting. His forte was always off the bench. He's more comfortable coming off the bench, and plus you get more offense from that second unit. But JB won't make those decisions and make those decisions because he's stubborn. He wouldn't make him last night. I was yelling for Morris or either Tristan, somebody with some physicality that can get on the floor, that can disrupt something, because Mobley's not going to do it for you. Allen's doing his best. He's playing. But when Mobley's looking like he was looking last night, you got to notice that as a coach. And you got to say, Tristan, Morris, off the bench, I need you to, as Austin, to say, pop somebody, do something, disrupt, play, get some physicality. As soon as Tristan came in, he gave that guard a whop that is like, that's needed.
Give him a whop.
It's needed.
Isaac, the three spot, whether it's Max or Isaac, is clearly the, or anybody else, is clearly the spot on this team.
You got to exchange that, though, yeah. Jeff. You got to start Okoro. You got to start Okoro because you got to play Strus with Garland because it gives him an option to pass to a viable three-point shooter. Niang's okay as a set shooter, but Strus, you got to give it to him because at least he can't come off the pick and shoot. Niang can't come off the pick. He's a set shooter. All the guys that you're giving me are set shooters or either one guy that that dominates the ball and doesn't give it to a guy that can actually get his own shot off. So JB's got to recognize that. If you look at that unit and start looking at that unit, because he's going to play it again, they always come back on that unit, or that unit always fails to produce positivity.
Isaac, sounds like you've been a basketball coach.
That's my opinion.
All right. Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Good stuff.
It was very good. I would throw this one at you. Max Strus hasn't shot the ball well.
Okay.
If you go back to last year in the NBA Finals when he was with Miami, he didn't shoot the three very well. And you brought him in here to shoot the three. He's not an overly tall guy to be playing the small forward spot. And, you know, like Franz Wagner just shooting over him last night without any issue at all sometimes. And I think Max is a solid NBA player. But if you want to mix Okoro in, okay, fine. If you want to make sure you get Strus some shots, you know, do it when Donovan's coming out of the game. Get him some shots. If Darius is out of the game, get him some shots. And try and get him going. Because, Andy, I think his three-point shooting could really benefit the team in this series. It's just not been there so far. And I wouldn't wait very long to put Sam Merrill in. If you're looking just for the three-point shot, well, Max isn't giving it to you. Niang's not giving it to you. Sam Merrill might give it to you if you think you need that, but then you're going to play with three guards unless you put Donovan or Darius on the bench for different stretches, which, of course, you really could. Lewis is in Shaker. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, how are you guys? You know what? I'm not going to go over X and O's and who can shoot what and who can shoot the three, but from a psychological standpoint, we're in trouble because you gave them boys hope yesterday. They think they can beat us. I mean,
they know they can, right, Lewis?
Yeah, they dropped 40 on us, man.
Yeah, they know they can beat you.
Y'all wanted us, y'all got us.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave them life yesterday. Them boys think they can beat us. And it might go six, it might go seven. If they win this next game, we might be in a little bit of trouble.
Well, it becomes a best of three, as I said before.
Lewis,
yep, that's what happens. Thanks, Lewis.
There's no question about that. Because, and think about this. And I've said six, okay, but you made me pick six. You said five or six, said five or six, and so I went with six. If you win tomorrow, okay, you can win it in five. If you lose tomorrow, you got to win two straight. If you win tomorrow, you still got to come home and defend your home court. And then if you don't do that, then you got to go to Orlando and win another game. You know, so this is not going to be easy. Keep this in mind. Orlando might be a young team, Andy. They were very good in the regular season. They did a nice job.
Don't know any better.
They have some good young talent. And it's not like these guys are like 14. you know, they're all young professional players with some real ability. They have some high draft choices on that team, some guys with great pedigrees, and they can play. You know, the idea of, okay, you don't know playoff basketball, blah, 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 there is some validity to that. You know what has more validity? Are you pretty good? Are you talented? Do you know how to play the game? That's even, to me, that's more so than playoff.
I got a technical question for you. On this is a TV question. Tomorrow's game is also TNT. It's Bally and TNT. I don't know. Most of the time, I'm just saying, back in the, if TNT had the game and Bally had the game, it's a side-by-side, isn't it? That both, in the past, that both could do. I'm wondering where I'm going to be able to watch the game tomorrow. I'm not the only one, because there are a lot of people out there in the same situation. I know that if you have Bally. Oh, Bally, yeah. TNT and Bally Sports Ohio. I'm just looking at the NBA schedule. I'm just wondering if we get both feeds or not. I hope so. Although I do like listening to Brad. I think Brad
I don't think they black out TNT.
I don't think they do either. Yeah. But, and I do think Brad's doing a nice job, too. I like listening to Brad.
John's in Mayfield. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. I also hope I can watch the game tomorrow. The blackout's been annoying. But I think if it's on TNT, we'll be able to see it on Max, which is nice.
Yeah, that's nice, too. It's almost like you found this hidden channel when you're watching Max, and you can go up to the sports networks up there, and you're like, oh, look at this. This is there. That's awesome. That's just
exactly.
Me. Am I right, though? I'm right.
No, you're totally right. I mean, I think they're dabbling and seeing if it's worth when their TV agreement comes up, which is going to be a massive deal for the NBA. And
yeah, there are a lot of people bidding on it too, John. A lot of people.
Oh yeah, I'm curious if NBC will get the original rights like they had in the '90s, but we'll see. But I was calling because, I mean, on a poor shooting night like last night. What's the harm of just throwing Merrill in and seeing if he can get something cooking? Because during the regular season, he was someone that was going to shoot 0 for 6, or he was going to shoot 6 for 8. And, like, those are points sitting on our bench.
I just said the same thing about Sam Merrill. He's got a really nice release. I like his three-point shot. And the thing about shooting, John, in the NBA, if you have a shooter who's capable of hitting shots, you got to get him shots, right?
I mean, he did get 22 minutes last night. But, I mean, it wasn't
why?
Well, because everybody ahead of him wasn't playing.
Right, and in the first two games, he didn't play much at all. Why? Well, because you were already winning, and you know, winning fairly handily. And, John, I think that's up to JB to get maybe a better feel for what's going on and incorporate it. He did bring Sam in a little earlier last night than you might have thought he would normally would. And maybe you tried to do that. Merrill was 3 of 4 on threes. And if you're gonna, you know, if you're not gonna hit shots, well, go to the next guy and see if he can hit some shots for you. I don't mean to oversimplify this, but it's not that difficult, is it?
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It didn't seem so last night, especially because the guys knew what they were doing to them, and they didn't. I know if it's true that JB said that that in-game adjustments are a media fallacy. That, you know, I don't think that that's true. I think you got to adjust. I think any good coach that's like having a coach say to you, "Well, what am I supposed to do? Make a in-game adjustment?" Yes, make the in-game adjustment.
Isaac said, "You know, play Isaac Okoro more." We just talked about playing Sam Merrill more. All of those things all have some validity. To me, again, the big thing here is this. How are you down by 16 at halftime and did not come out with anything else in the third quarter? Nothing that got you back into anything. I mean, you were just as flat in the third as you were in the second.
Oh, and you were flatter.
To me,
16 points.
That is the one and only big concern coming out of game
your
three.
Your defense failed you in the third, and your offense failed you in the third. 35-16, they got it.
Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.